Good and Evil, the Principal Flaw of Christianity. Shakespeare famously wrote in Hamlet, "For there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Good and evil describe contrasting aspects of existence which apply to moral and ethical decisions, behaviors and intentions of individuals, societies and institutions. The terms are used to judge actions and events, from personal conduct to historical occurrences and cultural narratives. In mythology and religion, good and evil symbolize the struggle between virtue and vice, order and chaos, or harmony and discord. These concepts have been integral in shaping moral frameworks and guiding principles across our culture. What is important to note is that these concepts are judgment calls established by the culture we live in and are not driven by divine entities. Nonetheless, we have unfortunately made these concepts part of our false understanding of the divine, with a belief based on a good God and an evil Satan. Good and evil as divine concepts may appear obvious to us, but this is only because we were conditioned to view our reality this way. This misconception is malicious and may be the basis of many of the flaws of our society. The nature of our sexuality makes us inherently competitive beings. Good and evil are the words we use to define and contrast the outcome of competition. Good and evil is a point of view of the outcome of a competitive struggle. What is considered good to one party may be considered evil by the other. This is misunderstood in most all religious texts, as there is an attempt to see good and evil as divine forces that can be controlled only if you follow the instructions of your priest. The contrast between good and evil is a scare tactic used by religious institutions to manipulate and condition social behavior. For the oppressed, it is clear good is preferred over evil, and when found helpless against oppression, it is natural to see one's oppression as a spiritual force. It is understandable that one may seek comfort by calling for the assistance of a good God, as you can see no other solution. This false perception causes inaction against the perpetrator, as one hopes that God will intervene. Evil is corrected not by God. Evil can only be corrected by education and a proper response to the situation. Consider the civil rights movement in the United States. The proper action was protest and defiance, along with the re-education of the general population of the need for equal rights. Evil is not a divine issue, but rather a problem of intellect, education, perception, or simply a mistaken point of view. Within the context of slavery, methods such as whipping, starvation, and all other forms of punishment are viewed as evil. However, the slave master might perceive these actions as good and necessary for managing labor. For those in power, evil is a necessity, for it must be an acceptable norm if you wish to stay in power. Ultimately, if you rule over others, you are involved in the act of subjugation, and subjugation is the basis of slavery, which is the foundational evil Moses frees his people from. The first century Platonists saw no divine or spiritual conflict between good and evil, nor do the Jews have an evil Satan, whereas the Zoroastrians definitely do. This is why I believe that the Zoroastrian astrological cult of Mithra, with Mithra as the mediator between good and evil, its priest who were called Father and communion meal, was the secret religion of the Apostle Paul, the Emperor Constantine, and to this day is the true secret cult behind the power of the Catholic Church. The good versus evil perception has been central to our Western religion and is the primary mistake of Western thinking. The misinterpretation of good and evil has shaped the competitive nature of civilization. Good is often personified as the weak and meek, while evil is seen as a force that attacks what is good, the meek and weak, embodying the victor or superior as evil. Within the framework of Western religious belief, this dynamic forces rulers into the role of Satanists, while the servant class becomes the meek who must be oppressed. This conception underpins our Western understanding of competition and power. These ideas are instilled in us from a young age through religious teachings, and as adults, they are reinforced through secret societies within the more dominant sectors of society. The Christian good versus evil divine conflict fails to appreciate the very nature of the Platonic nous or intelligence, the emanation of the unknowable God, which the soul through the Holy Spirit strives to know. For the Platonist, evil is only the lack of intelligence or nous. This is seen as a failure of the soul in its attempt to know God, which is what is good, through the nous. Plato used the word nous as understood to the common everyday Greek, which simply meant good sense or awareness, which is the same as intelligence to us. Therefore, if you have developed your intelligence and have good sense, you simply do not do evil. Good is natural and normal behavior, and evil is simply what fools do, having no relationship to any divine forces. The Christian Logos had hoped to produce the ideal community, maybe even to have transformed the world, but in my opinion, it has this flaw, the conflict between good and evil. While Christianity may have been effective within monastic communities, it has not transformed society at large. Historically, the Catholic Church has not been interested in the poor. It has always been a tyranny led by the aristocracy. Christianity has been from its inception a tool for conquest. The Church assumed a role akin to that of the Pharisees, transforming the Logos into an instrument of ecclesiastical power. It defended the authority of monarchs and the power they wielded over the subjugated and the meek. Humanity is a species driven by sexual dominance, often too proud to acknowledge its true animal nature. We exist within a deterministic framework, devoid of free will, which makes the concept of good and evil even more absurd. The concepts of good and evil are constructs designed to instill fear in the ignorant and to empower those in positions of authority. Until we recognize how determined our behavior is, we will not change. We will always kill the Messiah, and we will crown the new dominant hairless ape. Good and evil within justice. Although we all think we know what justice is, it has been difficult for mankind to comprehend justice. Although modern democracies profess equal justice, both equal justice and democracy is but an illusion. Democracies are managed through secret societies, which are tyrannical, and function through the principle of justice of the strong, which makes equal justice only a well-organized deception. If you have the money to hire lawyers and have friends and influence within the judicial process, you will prevail, otherwise you will be trampled. Therefore, in order to succeed, you must be a loyal servant of a secret society, which will dictate what you believe. You will then be required to favor your brothers and harm all others. There is a reason democracy did not survive in ancient Greece, and why democracy is only an illusion we practice today. Tyranny is simply a far more effective form of governance. Justice is nothing other than the advantage of the stronger, Thrasymachus, Plato, the Republic. Being strong equals power, and you obtain power by doing harm to others, while being loyal only to your kin and clan, a very effective precept for nationhood, but gave us our history of wars and societies based on human enslavement. Socrates creates the argument that the justice of the strong is wrong, that we can live in a society of rules and laws equal to all. So we killed him. Christ adds democracy and a divine nature to the Socratic argument of equal justice, so we certainly killed him as well. You can see evolution in history, and you know you evolved from childhood. The type of evolution that matters today comes through knowledge, education, and reason, a process which requires time, effort, and honesty. It is the equation for wisdom and the cure for what we can call evil. The evolution of religion has permitted the semi-democratic world we have today. Today we have quarterbacks and not gladiators for entertainment. We have become slightly less barbaric. This evolution needs to take one more step, the redemption of all mankind. How does God fit into an unjust world? I believe that true justice can only exist when there is a collective will for it among the population. People must first overcome their narrow-mindedness, which will require a new way of thinking, a new kind of belief system or religion. Since God is a mental construct, God can be made to fit any world, just or unjust. Therefore, it is up to us to define and believe in a God that leads to a just world. Many people can easily accept there is no God, but few will say that love of neighbor or compassion is a bad practice. Stop asking the gods to fix our failures. Stop blaming God or the devil for our faults. The path to heaven may not be dependent on good works, but here on earth the problems are caused by you. And if you don't think, if you don't act, you are the problem. God has given us all that is required for each of us to have contentment. We are limited only by ignorance, and the fact that in our daily lives we face some of us who will constantly take our efforts as their spoils. The solution for these two issues is education, and an ability to keep a keen eye on corruption. To achieve this outcome, I have suggested an open democratic form of governance coupled with a religion based on truth. Recent discoveries of Gnostic documents have revealed that early Christianity existed in many forms. There wasn't just one unified logos, but various interpretations on a similar theme. The New Testament, which has been used for nearly 2,000 years, was a product of Emperor Constantine in 325 AD. This Bible, a distillation of diverse beliefs, was crafted to maintain dominion over a slave class and preserve a master-slave hierarchy. Over the years, many texts that conflicted with the empire's chosen doctrine were either omitted or destroyed. The Bible, which we now use as an instruction book, is a carefully crafted manual designed to control an uninitiated, uninformed, and uneducated slave class, who tragically believe they are free and destined for heaven. Much of what is wrong with human behavior stems from misguided beliefs, and many of these failings can be traced back to biblical teachings. If we ever hope to improve society, we must confront the flaws in these beliefs. For text and extended videos, please visit my channel or website at historyreligionandtruth.com. You will find there a series called Bible Story, a critical assessment of the history of Western religion. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next edition in this series. Thanks for watching.